Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Barb Pello. I'm a group director at InfoTrends, and I'm delighted that you could join us for this afternoon's webinar, Putting Statements to Work. I think we all know that stretching every dollar is the name of the game in 2012. The economy is forcing organizations to do more with less, and anything that looks remotely like extra spending is going to be eliminated. By combining direct mail efforts with regularly scheduled transaction mailings, organizations are starting to see significant cost savings. Transaction documents are a repeat, personal customer touch point. All you have to do is think about your bills, invoices, account statements, and notifications as regularly scheduled meetings with each of your customers. And statements attract attention. 95% of statements are opened and read by consumers. Today, what you're going to be doing is we're going to be exploring the value of the statement and how to leverage those statements to drive business. I'm joined by two experts in the field. The first is Glenn Reiner. He's the VP of Sales and Product Marketing at SimCorp. And Jim Wisnowski, he's the president of SourceLink Ohio and SourceLink's corporate CIO. Before we get started, I do want to give you just a couple of tips for enjoying today's webinar. First of all, if you're having any technical difficulties, let us know by using the Q&A box, or you can troubleshoot by clicking the help widget below. If you've got a question, and we will be taking questions throughout the session today, submit your question via the Q&A box. Please disable pop-up blockers, and if you want to see what this console can do, all you have to do is click on the Tips for Attendee widget for a complete rundown. I'm going to start today's session by talking about putting statements to work and giving you the top 10 reasons why you should leverage statements now. Then Glenn Reiner is going to talk about integrated statement services at SimCorp. And you're going to hear from Jim, and he's going to share with you how you combine science and insight to do illuminated marketing. We'll wrap up with a few recommendations and conclusions. And again, please enter your questions throughout the webinar. We'll ask them as they come in. I think we want to start with what the problem statement is in today's market. And the one thing that we all know is that consumers are always on. And the challenge, if you're a marketing executive, is which channel are they, in fact, going to listen to. Now, what you're seeing, and this is a 2012 study from Exact Target, is that direct mail drives action. And, in fact, what they found was when they asked consumers if they'd ever made a purchase as a result of a marketing message, the channels that were optimum were both direct mail and email. The real issue that everybody's trying to deal with today is reaching that unreachable consumer. And so what you want is a guaranteed tool that's going to get the attention of the end customer. And really, that's where the statement comes in. So I'm going to give you 10 good reasons for leveraging statements. This slide's a bit of an eye test, but let me take you through what we consider to be the top 10 reasons for using a statement. Reason number one is that statements get opened. We surveyed at InfoTrends more than 1,000 consumers, and we asked them, in general, which mail types to discard without opening or reading. There were a lot of things like credit card offers that got discarded, but you'll note from this slide that the statement and the bill never gets discarded, and it always gets opened. The other thing that we discovered when we were doing this survey is that consumers spend an average of 2 to 3 minutes reviewing each statement they receive, and 20% of consumers spend more than 5 minutes. Now, the next piece is that that transaction document is an absolutely critical touch point, and you want to do more with less by leveraging that transaction mail touch point. Every place you can interact with a customer and reach them with your company is an important touch point, and it directly affects how that end customer perceives you. The next big thing is that leveraging that statement can save money. First of all, it can reduce postage costs. According to a number of different studies, more than 75% of the cost of mail is attributed to postage. To the extent that you can put more in that envelope and get information, marketing messages across, you'll save money on postage. It can also reduce overall print spend. Companies are building out messaging matrices to see which documents can be combined to decrease the volume of customer communications while maximizing overall effectiveness. And it can reduce the number of calls into a call center as well as call duration, because I can use that statement to get important information to the customer. And as consumers and operations become more technology savvy, printed communications can be used to promote the acceleration of e-statement delivery. This next example shows how, in one instance, Chase actually said, hey, enroll in online payments today. And in another statement that you see on the left-hand side of the screen, NEC used the statement to help people in terms of pointing them to how to get answers to customer service questions. This is another example of incentives to go paperless that was actually delivered through the statement itself. So again, all of these things lead to saving money. Now, another critical area is this concept of transforming an operational cost into a revenue stream. There are a number of companies today that are cross-selling ad space on their transaction documents and actually transforming that statement instead of a cost of doing business to an actual source of revenue. In one instance, what a company is doing is they're selling ad space and coupons that are relevant to end consumers, and what they get is revenue for putting that coupon in the statement as cents per inch on the statement, but then they get a percentage of each coupon redemption. Now, another good reason for focusing on statements is that when you look at that statement, it's targeted at someone you know. It's measurable in terms of if somebody actually does take advantage of a specific offer that's on that statement. We're also finding that the statement can be used for more than a marketing message. It can be used to educate and inform. Marketers will tell you that customer loyalty is directly linked to good communication and enhanced customer service. That statement gives you the opportunity to do that. One health insurance company recognized that one of the leading health issues that we face in the U.S. is obesity. What they've done is they've used their statement to educate targeted subscribers on things like body mass index. In another instance, a utility company informed clients of planned outages to minimize call center volume. Now, the other thing that we're seeing in this market space is that technology is available for driving full-color transaction documents. We've all heard a lot about high-speed inkjet technologies in the last several months, and what we're seeing is that that's making producing those statements in full color much, much more affordable. Basically, the cost barrier has been broken. Every year, InfoTrends does an application study, and what was interesting is that when we looked at the fastest-growing digital print applications, trans-promo, or blending statements with marketing messages, educational messages, and informational messages, is projected to grow at a 30% compound annual growth rate. Clearly, marketers are beginning to see the value of leveraging that statement. And then, of course, there are software tools available, and vendors are offering more open platforms that the solution can become integrated with existing legacy systems, and those solutions are being designed so that people can take advantage of them in both large and small businesses to actually easily implement from web-based interfaces, blending marketing messaging with a transaction document. The other piece that's important is that the statements are integral to engaging in a multi-channel dialogue. I think we're all familiar with this QR code on this slide. And what it says is that somebody can actually point and click on the QR code, and they could link to a sales video, a coupon, or a product promotion, depending upon the individual's demographic. Well, we're seeing those being used in statements today. What can you do? Well, you can immediately pay an amount due. You can enter an e-commerce portal to initiate a purchase, view a personalized media-rich product video, view personalized video commercials, all of those things by blending that quick response code with a statement. And last but not least, statements can be environmentally friendly. When you think about it, what you can do is you can blend that marketing message or that coupon with the statement, reduce the number of inserts, and ultimately the carbon emissions. By any mailing that's suppressed or combined with a statement, it produces savings in terms of paper, envelopes, and transportation. then there's an opportunity to drive electronic bill payment and interactive multimedia communications through this statement. So the simple message is there are a lot of good reasons for leveraging this statement. What I'm going to do now is turn it over to Glenn Reiner from SimCorp, and he's going to share with you how SimCorp is approaching integrated statement services. Take it away, Glenn.
Thanks, Barb. Good afternoon, everyone. Hopefully you find this session valuable, and hopefully I can answer your questions as we go through. So today I'm going to give you an overview of SimCorp, talk about our key strategies and our value proposition, just do a quick overview of our XMC brand, how we take that to market, and some of the tools that we leverage when trying to convert and move customers onto our color technology, and then go through a couple of examples of where how we've approached the market to bring color to our customers and get them engaged to do more with their statements. And I'll go through a couple of examples where we work with our customers and how we drove value leveraging the OSE and CFAS technology. Just a brief introduction of SimCorp. SimCorp was established in 1996. Originally, we were a back office operation formed by Bank of Montreal, Royal Bank of Canada, and TD Financial Group. We've since grown to be a significant, I would say, a force in the Canadian market, where we sell our transactional print and e-presentment services to also the various commercial verticals. We have presence in telecommunications, insurance, retail credit, and the utility space. Some customers in that space would be Aviva Insurance, TELUS, Cogeco Cable, Canadian Tire Financial, and Ceridian. We do 45% of Canada's payroll. So as an organization, over the last 16 years, we've helped to diversify ourselves and continue to invest in our technology so that we're staying ahead of our competition where we can, and bringing new concepts of communication forward to our clients. Talking about just some statistics, I talked about the verticals we sell into. To give you an idea of size and scale of who SimCorp is as a Canadian service provider, we process approximately 2 billion pages per year. 350 million documents are archived per year across about 700 million packages or envelopes. Trends that we see and that you'd see in the market, our e-presentment volumes are growing at approximately 25% per year. And we've been in this space for about 12 years offering those services. Our color revenues are growing at 15% per year. So we've had strong success as our multi-channel communications have moved in between paper and electronic, had success getting customers onto color, and even as they're also entertaining their e-presentment or paper truncation initiatives. Why do companies choose SimCorp in Canada? Operational excellence. We have a proven track record. I would say in the industry we have top service levels and are known as a low risk provider with stringent security policies, privacy policies, and real time BCP within the Canadian the SimCorp environment. We're committed to continuing to invest in our multi channel platforms and our paper platforms to retain our leadership position. And going forward, we want to continue to enhance our color printing capabilities to make sure that we're staying current and investing in the best technology. I believe our investments in OSE with OSE technology to date have been very helpful to our success. We're investing in our new workflow automation platform to make us easier to do business with, and I'll talk more about that later. And we're continuing to expand our multi-channel offering, and what I mean by that is 3 years ago, SimCorp invested millions of dollars in our e-presentment platform to enhance it so that we could add alternative methods of communication to push documents out via different mediums. And we continue to invest in it in 2013 to go to the next level with our clients as they choose the multitude of options that they have for delivering taking their documents to market. The XMC brand, what does it mean? Extended messaging, multi-channel communications platform. Essentially, we looked at what we had to offer or bring to market 3 years ago and realized we had some deficiencies. We had to be able to provide the customer with a one-stop shop to take print-ready and raw data applications from compose or transform to both paper and electronic offerings, and to be, make it easy for them to work with SimCorp. So we enhanced our platform by improving our messaging, our XMC messaging platform, so we could push color content, colorized messages within documents, manage thousands of business rules if required, be able to push newsletters or color inserts through our messaging tool, and then layered that with preference management tools so that we can diversify between e and print. Also, if you're doing JAWS-enabled statements for e-presentment, so that we could have a multitude of options that our customers could take advantage of as they decide how they want to communicate to their customer base. And it's not the same for every vertical that we sell into. I would say that we don't have high volumes of customers leveraging email notification or secure email yet, but we definitely have strong interest, and some customers now that they've got through their first phase of what I call the paper to electronic truncation, where they're trying to get out their operational costs or initial postage savings, are now coming back to SimCorp and working with us to say, I now need to do more to leverage alternate methods of delivery of content to get to the next phase of the next 10%. In 2012, we made a major investment of purchasing the CFAS workflow automation tool, working with OSE and Bowie Bell and Howell with their IQ platform. And we did that because having all these alternatives for different options of delivery, there's one thing that we needed, and that was how do we make SimCorp easier to do business with? And it's an easy, it sounds like it's a simple topic, but when you look at dealing with 50% of our customers provide SimCorp with raw data, which we use batch processing tools to bring on those applications. Sometimes implementations can be fairly costly and take a fair amount of time. And then the other 50% are print-ready customers. We wanted to find a way that we can get cost out of our business, which we need to do to remain competitive, and also be able to do things for customers where they may don't have the technology or the capability to add job controls that really drive things through our environment. So I'm happy to say we're in the final stages of our implementation of our CFAS workflow automation tool. It's gone extremely well, and the results that we've seen to date for doing file transformation, adding in control codes onto documents to help our customers, adding in form overlays to support full color, or EMT marks to drive your dynamic perforations for when you're doing white paper solutions, have been extremely positive. And when we look at what we think we're going to get on payback, it's an under three-year return on investment, which is extremely positive. And it's allowing us and will allow us throughout the balance of 2013 and onward to turn opportunities into revenue much faster, and that's important as a service provider, but it's going to dramatically improve the time to market for our clients' applications. And I think that becomes critically important when you look at paper applications, because in the old world of batch processing, and tools are very good, and it can be how you use them, but complex projects that take a long time to implement can deter clients from wanting to move forward or to make an adjustment or a change or move on to a new color platform. So if we can make it easier for them to do that and take on more of that work, then we have a higher propensity of turning that customer into revenue and making that a happy customer as we go forward. What did we do to get customers onto our color platform? So 3 years ago, SimCorp invested in our first OSE 1500 Jetstream platform. We went to customers, and there was a lot of buzz about trans-promo, cross-selling, upselling, bringing partner programs or getting partners to advertise on statements. And I've been in the industry now for over 21 years, so this is my second journey with the trans-promo story. And it was difficult at first, and I'm sure if there's other service providers on the phone, they probably found it a bit challenging when you went in to talk with a CMO about how to convert data into relevant information that's measurable and can generate a return on investment. So we weren't getting the uptake that we wanted onto our color platform. So we realized we had to simplify the discussion. And what we did is looked at our came up with a forms replacement solution. And I know it sounds simple and straightforward, but essentially we looked at our technology and said, we need to have the ability to provide a true white paper solution and bring that to market, meaning paper rolls come from the mill to SimCorp, and we no longer have any intermediary involved or forms producer or provider. And that was received very, very well. And having the ability to have inline microprint technology, inline perf technology, helped customers see the value in going to a white paper solution to drive out cost, inventory obsolescence, and give them the opportunity to move on to a color platform and then move to the next phase, which would be adding variable color messaging, variable color inserts in phase two. And it has been successful. So I'll just go through
Before you do that, we got a question from the audience. And
sure.
He said, the question came in, you know, you've obviously done extensive retooling. And his question was, you know, when you look at your customer base today, what are the top three things that your customers are asking you for that keep you up at night?
The top three things that keep you up at night. It would be, can you onboard my application in 2 months versus 4 months? Can you do it for half the cost? Can you give me a multitude of options for when you do an e-presentment HTML offering with integrated messaging, with reporting of offers that maybe they can't track and control through their API? Some of the conversations that we're having with clients today, you quickly realize that you can go in as a service provider and another service provider was in before you and they've sold a vision, but they didn't get into the details. And you find out that the customer doesn't have the ability to go in and control their own API the way that you would perceive they can do that. So now they're asking you to go and do a custom solution, which we try to avoid where possible, because if others in the service industry realize every time you do a custom solution, it becomes more difficult to handle, more costly to support long term. So it's just with what keeps us up at night is it's how fast the different multi-channel alternatives are changing. And when they do change, it doesn't mean that you have high volume in all the different alternatives.
Okay.
That means your business case to add in the new functionality, you're making investments far in advance of when you're going to realize the revenue. But you really have to do it. There's no real alternative.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
So going back to forms replacement and a cost savings alternative, in 2010, we went to one of our bank customers and brought forward a model where they leveraged both cut sheet print today. They had high volumes of balance transfer checks. And we were able to model using our OSE technology a way to get to a white paper solution that would deliver real value to them in the forms of cost savings and also provide them with the various benefits you get going to a white paper solution. So we drove out $1.2 million in annual savings that's outside of postage. We helped them to be able to react to changes in the market by being able to react to cost of borrowing changes that were being put in place at that time. And I've been happy to say the going forward with a simple solution where we may have recomposed them, but they weren't ready to do more dynamic messaging or dynamic aspects of color, but we took the time to compose them in color and give them access to color messaging. So when they're ready to have that more in-depth marketing discussion, we'll be able to move forward with them quickly. And I'm happy to say now, 2 years later, some of our forms replacement customers have come back and are now moving forward with full-color applications, full-color inserts. And was it successful? We turned 8 of our 11 credit card platforms onto the full-color OSE technology. And to give you a sense of scale, that represents a quarter of our volume. So if I said we do 2 billion pages a year, it gives you a sense of the scale. And we now have 2 OSE Jetstream platforms in Toronto and 2 in Montreal. So we have our redundancy there. Going to the next slide, we haven't just had a success with forms replacement. We did bring full color solutions to market, leveraging our XMC platform. And that would be to do the things that we would expect. Color is more powerful as far as getting clients to respond. You can obviously put different offers on a statement, different partner offers. But working with clients, we found that in the transactional space, the tasteful use of color is how it's being deployed, where you see more client education using our color messaging tool to drive or solve a business problem. And that becomes tangible. And if we're solving a business problem, it typically means what cost can they realize in return quickly. So we've been able to increase customer response rates for some of our applications that leverage color inserts. And I would say that recently I toured the plant with a customer that has a full color credit card statement with inserts, and I asked the question, would you ever go back to traditional paper inserts? And the answer was, the marketer said, clearly no. Our response rates for color inserts are higher. The ability to make changes dynamically through the messaging tool at the last minute, if we're trying to change content of an offer, has helped us avoid stock obsolescence. And in general, it's just a better platform for them to continue to leverage as they go forward. Financially, we've helped customers considerably reduce paper waste, and we've had more than one instance where clients have made changes at the last minute to a regulatory change based on terms and conditions, when in the old world, they would have had at least 5 to 10 million pages of paper that would have had to be destroyed, and then they would have had a extreme time crunch trying to reprint that material and react to that change. So it's been very positive there. With Bank B, and I'm happy to say in the wealth management space, one of the surprises that we found is a strong interest in continuous full inkjet full color. We had a customer that approached us and who is familiar with color, but leveraging either the iGen or NextPress technology, which is much more expensive from a impression standpoint. And we were able to bring forward a customer proposal to leverage our XMC messaging tool, our OSE inkjet full color platform, where they colorized inserts, put through colorized pie charts, and significantly improved their look and feel of the statement and what they believe was their client satisfaction. And when you talk to customers in the wealth management space today, we have more interest in full color than we did ever before because the cost barriers have come down and they can see the tangible benefits to getting a paper statement into the hands of their customer. And having that as a critical event where a client who is now, since the economy's changed since 2008, can really see value in understanding and looking at what's happening to their finances. So it's been a win-win all around. And my last point on the bottom that I put there is just relative to just a recent article that I saw in the Toronto Star, and that paper communications are green. They're sustainable. We invest in our environmental platform at SimCorp extensively as an FSC certified employer. We have Bullfrog Power energy that supplies our plants. And at the end of the day, if you look at all electronic communications, they also have a story too. And if you look at the world, the all the data centers in the world are consuming 30 billion watts of electricity a year, which is the equivalent of 30 nuclear power plants. And that's something you don't hear. You typically hear the story that I'm getting rid of paper because I'm saving trees. Well, I believe and CIMCOR believes that we are in a sustainable industry and are doing our part to make sure that we're going to be sustainable for the long term. And color supports that message.
Hey, Gary, before I turn it over to Jim, I do have a couple of quick questions for you that have come in.
Sure.
When you look at your customer base, and what would be the smallest size company that you've been able to help in terms of statement runs and those kinds of things?
I'd say the smallest would be maybe 100,000 documents in a month.
Okay.
Just to give you a size and scale.
Okay. And then we hear about everything going paperless. And my question is, how close to reality is that given the compliance-oriented documentation that you're dealing with?
Not very likely. I do think that definitely not as quickly in wealth management as it's going to happen with some of the other types of communication. But it will, you know, we're going to continue to see the transition. I do think that what we know in the market based on demographics, there will be a plateau at some point. What we're experiencing in Canada based across our customer base is we have seen double-digit paper-to-electronic truncation. It doesn't mean if you look at the volumes that I stated earlier, 2 billion pages a year, 700 million envelopes, we are staying whole, though. So when I look at what that means, and something that would be an interesting fact is our actual value per envelope has gone up. And you'd say, well, how could that be? Well, the number of pages that we're putting in an envelope has increased because of the color content. So the addition of color inserts and color messaging has driven more value per statement for CIMCOR.
Okay.
And so you have a it's not all bad on all sides.
Okay. Great. Hey, Glenn, thanks a bunch. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn over to Jim Wisnowski, and Jim's going to share with you a perspective from SourceLink. And so with that, I'm going to say take it away, Jim.
Ah, thanks, Barb. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to talk a little bit about the overview of SourceLink. I'm going to talk a little bit about the differences in the use of color, the technology that we use, and a little bit of the workflow, and end up with a little bit of some of the recommendations that I've come across. So, besides SourceLink being a multi-channel, data-driven marketing services company, our key markets are very diverse. As you can see, we do have the benefit of taking solutions that have been used across markets and sharing with our clients the best practices. We've seen examples with financial service clients focus on acquisition, now wanting to do more cross-sell opportunities, similar to telecom. Financial services is also pushing more information to the teller, in particular offers on new checking accounts, so the teller can actually make marketing decisions on the spot. Utilities are starting to focus more on their J.D. Powers ratings and building more of a friendlier statement with variable messaging and color as information of events or even retention programs. And something here that SourceLink is well known for is that we spent a lot of time on leveraging technology to improve our clients' experience and return on marketing dollars. Data security is very important. We've all heard quite a bit about that, and especially for our government and statement clients, we take it very seriously. We've actually have our own accredited CSO or security officer on board to monitor a lot of those types of things, especially from the SSA when you're dealing with social security numbers of the nature, very sensitive data. And here's kind of a little snippet, if you will, of some of our clients that we've done work with and the solutions that include everything from database management and analytics and strategy and design. But one thing they all have in common is creating an uplift in ROI. And in many cases, we'll measure that and refine that and repeat it. So it's crucial to understand really what you're solving for, and each client might have a different need as part of their marketing dollars. Again, similar, there's quite a bit of numbers here on the screen. You'll see somewhere around a billion pieces or transactions, and a lot of them at 125 million, mainly in statements delivered annually. A lot of this also can be considered sensitive information, how much you're going to get in your how much you're not going to get when you retire, as I like to say. We provide high volume and really high complexity with disaster recovery. It's important to really select a provider that has that breadth of experience, but very deep in the area that's important to your strategy. As you'll see in the next slide, we kind of outline here a little bit more of the areas that your provider should have some sort of touch points in. And for SourceLink, we have a pretty diverse and widespread. We look at ourselves, or I look at ourselves, really as an organization that drives results using a full suite of services that are connected and delivered through multiple channels. This range defines what you really are solving for. You have the right data to drive the right result, no surprise there, but having the focus on the front end of the solution will really provide the output channel to be successful. Digital is a great output channel, and it's becoming, we're seeing more of the standard, more people are asking about it. They think it's not something that they can dive into because of cost, and I'll kind of touch a little bit more on that later on of how that necessarily can be true. They're really demanding all the services under one roof so they don't have to go and have three or four different vendors to get that solution in place for them when they start to deal with color.
Hey, Jim, same question here. As you look at that plethora of services that you offer to your clients, is there something that they're asking for that's keeping you up at night?
Yeah,
that's tough to deliver?
You know, it's interesting because it's really around how fast can you put all the services in place in a cost-effective package that's going to be easy for them to absorb. You know, it's could you take care of the creative? Could you take care of the messaging with us? Could you take these graphics and put them in a way that are going to work? And can you do it in a way that I don't have all my data, it's not very clean? Can you help me clean that up? And can you find it? So it's all the components together and orchestrated in a way that is really cost effective. And we continue to focus on how to do that without having the customer take on the burden of it.
So the challenge is speed.
Yeah, really is.
Okay.
So, and it, when you move into color, through a redesign, you know, make sure your plan to impact, you know, make sure you understand the impact to your clients. You can't just put color out there and the person's going to understand, especially when you move everything around on the page. But, you know, work with your provider or your marketing team to understand which channels are best. And depending on what you're looking to solve for will determine which channels will optimize your communication. We're really seeing more e-presentment with transactional documents, so we can help the call center agents to see what they're really seeing and what was mailed. We are entering now in what we call tax season, creating 1099 statements, and which clients want available online for archive retrieval, even though they sent them out. So kind of that, you know, maybe multiple channels, if you will, and that's all provided or should be provided as a part of a workflow so that you don't have to have two streams to go ahead and get one to the printer and, let's say, one to an archival system. So I'm going to talk a little bit about more of the transformation in the color itself at this point, where you see you're going from a black and white statement to a color. And that's where I was really saying that if you're trying to modify your J.D. Powers ratings, or if you're trying to do an upsell or acquire, you know, decrease your calls in a call center or increase your customer retention through messaging, color can be really powerful here. And you really have to understand what you're solving for, and each client is different, where it might not be retention, but it's messaging. It might be brand awareness. So you have to go in with an understanding of that ahead of time that could be most effective. And that really drives the behavior. Over here, you'll see an example where, you know, who pays the bills, who sees the bills. And another way the data is used to fine-tune the messaging on the package, you know, such as age, gender, or account activity. You'll see here in a large open window, which now expands the value of the color messaging. We're also, as kind of stated before, Barb, is, you know, making it actionable through the window. As you see, there's maybe trailers that you can now embed the actual image with the QR code so they don't look maybe as ugly as some people might say. And you can actually shoot through the image to the QR code, which could trigger an event, such as, you know, going online or, you know, watching the trailer itself, and if this is sitting on your countertop. Customer retention is another way, is, you know, how you stack up. But customer retention in today's world is very important. Is we have one client, for example, that has, I believe, a very good offer out there, but there's always someone else with a teaser rate that pulls them away. This client was losing their clients at the same rate they are obtaining new ones, not a good business model. And we were able to put together a program with Digital Color to continually show the benefits that had a run rate of reducing attrition by 20%, and that's rather large, and just because you're continuously showing your clients the value that you're creating.
Hey, Jim, I got one other quick question for you.
Sure.
The comment that came in was you're doing a lot of great stuff here. How do you find people that can sell this?
Yeah, they can sell it, huh? It's that's an interesting question. So you have to start small. You're not able, and phases is a great approach that I think Glenn brought up, is the fact that you can't go in there and you're going to sell them all of it at once. And you really have to have people that understand that data is going to drive the end result. So if you go in with a typical print sale or a commodity sale, it's just not going to happen. You have to be smart and show the return on the investment, and you have to look for salespeople that think that way.
Okay, great, thanks.
So here's an example of transitional and digital color also is now extend the messaging to an open window in the back and front to make it more interesting from both sides, and it's really the same piece, just folded. We had one of our utility clients that had multiple challenges. They had many inserts, and the cost was increasing when they would keep adding inserts, not including the postal fees. They had actually over 100 versions of their offering, and they wanted to customize to each individual that was geared toward a loyalty program, such as United or American Airlines or Hilton, that type of thing. And I'll show a bit more about that in the next slide. But they had a lot of inserts. They had a lot of versions, and it was a very complex job that would take multiple pieces of equipment. So we took the 100 different versions, and we were able to provide them an interface to make it simpler for changes. Or we would do it for them if they didn't want to get IT involved. And next, we would then reduce their costs with all these inserts and making them onserts. Now the client did not get charged for the setups and the changeovers that are always involved when you do a lot of inserts and, you know, the moves and adds and changes of the actual inserts because they were variable. And at the end, the cost actually went down slightly, and the response rates went up at a factor of about 10x. There was some data and some strategy along with this, but the process allowed the high volumes to be put into the mail stream faster because it was all done in line. And the trend is more and more customers are looking at that variability. This is a great way to take a complex process that was over multiple pieces and take it down into something that was more streamlined. And not every client falls into that bucket, of course, but you'll see that even if it's a break-even or a little bit more in cost, the return on what they're getting from their messaging is well worth it to them. And you could do that through a lot of pilots, too, to kind of test it in the waters and see what happens. You don't have to dive into it. Here's another example of some of the actual inserts. This is a new movers kit. We actually put the images. This used to be 20 or so images on actual inserts. And you can actually now combine it all into multiple pages. And you can lock down the template itself so that you can have messaging located on the piece of paper, and you can change just that portion without trying to redo the whole composition of the document. And now I can talk a little bit about more of, you know, how the workflow would be laid out here And you'll see on the screen that, you know, you can take any Quark or InDesign file, and if you need it, you can connect it to a database or a table-driven system for variability. And that allows more flexibility, of course, at the programmer level. And then you could funnel it into the composition management tool, which is in the center there. And if the client has to access or manage the composition, they have their own little portal, which is located above there, for their changes and proofing and what have you. And then that connects to production-ready data, which then is all merged and dropped into the OSA Prisma print server, and then dropped into, we have a 3500 here that we use, and a 2200. The core itself as a composition tool is made up of GMC PrintNet, and the same thing with the interactive component. Now, to do this right, it's very important to understand about color. I think we've learned quite a bit. I think it's important to know that you have to have design files. You just can't take any JPEG and import it into an InDesign and expect it to work. The quality of the images are needed, and uncompressed graphics are best for the printer itself. Also, be very careful of the layering in the images on top of each other, because you'll have poor results in either speed or the printer not able to maybe handle the complexity of the layering. So inexperienced color designers from agencies could cause some challenges, and it's just best to understand how to deal with the print-ready files as you deal with the CYMK models itself. Now, I spoke a little bit about this portal, or what we call SourceLink Interactive, and this is the tool that we use for our clients who want more of a hands-on approach, either through a call center or the marketing team to be able to make changes themselves without getting IT involved and slowing down the process sometimes. So using technology with color, as I look at this, is that it's a great technology for our clients, and the multiple purposes is that a call center can get a call from a caller that wants to learn more about, in this case, offer they received in the mail about a retirement analysis. So the direct mail piece triggered a call into the call center. And they were able to then ask a series of questions where the agent was able to fill out certain boxes on the left-hand side there on variability, you know, how old they are, what's their expected retirement date, and just make it more of a one-on-one conversation, which then drove another follow-up piece of some data that was discussed on the call. And now this takes extensive business rules being set up ahead of time, of course, but it's a way for the call center then to limit and make more of an adaptive learning tree, if you will, and then create a piece in the back end that once they hit the done button, the call center agent would, it would then throw the piece to our digital color press, and then we would, of course, mail it out the back door.
Can I just ask a quick question? What software tools are you utilizing to build out this interactive dialogue that ultimately winds up with generating a direct marketing piece?
So it's a combination. It's really the core of it is using, again, the GMC PrintNet tool set.
Okay.
And then we build upon that various portals that are really quick to market. We can build these usually in days, depending on the complexity of what they are, that our customers can start to use for their business. And it's really geared toward more of their, what they're looking for, in this case, more of a retirement fund.
Okay.
And then this next slide was more of that loyalty program where they had 50 versions. They wanted to manage the messaging for many of these versions. And this portal will allow the marketing agent or, in our case, we would do a lot of this also for them, to make quick changes to areas on the spot. If it's logo changes or variability, we can do that for them. And there's a whole approval cycle in there. So while they're making the change, they can actually have people inside their own organization approve it through a PDF window, if you will. And it provides a little bit of an audit trail, if you will, too. But when you have a lot of versions, this is a pretty powerful tool. If you're using one or so, it might not be something that applies, if you will. So it has to, and the limitations are really around, you don't want to be giving them a very complex graphic with a lot of layering. It should be something relatively simple that you'd want them to go ahead and use the interactive tool for. One of the case studies that we have here kind of expands upon that a little bit, is that many times the hidden costs get overlooked in color, but an example of a major bank, we're able to streamline their processes and have them save resources and third-party offset printing costs, which came to roughly about $450,000 in annual savings. Another client we had did a mailing of 3 million postcards that include very heavy, complex graphics, and they had messaging for each state, so you're talking 50 different versions of the campaign. So they were using the interactive tool, and the campaign of these postcards had a QR code on it, and the client was able to mail these. We mailed them out for them, and when the client or the customer received the QR code, they can hit the QR code, and it would go to a personal landing page pre-populated with all the data of that individual, and then they were able to go ahead and fill in the detailed information, which would allow them to renew their offer or start a new offer, if you will, for an acquisition mailing. Interesting enough, first time they did inkjet postcards compared to an offset or an iGen, and this is the time that they found a 7x return on the actual response rates through this digital postcard, let's put it this way, they're doing it again.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'll end with a couple recommendations here. I think you could do this in phases. It's good to get your feet wet and not dive into it if you're uncomfortable, and maybe do a couple tests. But to get the real benefits, a redesign is usually needed, we see, because it's just sometimes the old retired statements need a fresh look, and color is a great way to go ahead and make it all at once. So we've seen it done both ways. Don't forget the data to target the right offer. Sending it out without that, you're going to be disappointed and think it's the color that's not giving you the results, and it could be the data. Postcards are a great application with digital color. Look for a provider that has experience in color. Make sure they understand how this works and not just go off of creative itself. Technology is essential for the quick changes. And make sure your provider is secure in their processing and have the ability to go ahead and have a very secure environment, and because they're handling your data. And most of all, understand your marketing strategy. So you can apply the right digital strategy up front and have great results.
Good insight, Jim. Now, I have a question for both of you that came in. And that is, you both had, and I'll start with Glenn and let him answer this, and then I'll turn it to you, Jim. But you both had a lot of success in terms of leveraging statements with your clients. If you looked at it, is there anything that you would recommend that people were looking to get into the market that they didn't do?
Is there anything that we're looking to get into the market?
A mistake that you made that you wouldn't repeat.
I think to Jim's point that he made about you have to really gauge what level of color intelligence and marketing intelligence and capability does your client have at the time when you're trying to sell your color offering. And the reason what I mean by that is, like our messaging campaign, our XMC messaging platform does a lot of the things that Jim explained in his SourceLink Interactive, but it has more capabilities than maybe the resources they have available to use that tool.
Okay.
Or maybe the client is not doesn't have the time right now. They have a more immediate need to react to market pressures and get a new statement into production. And then you have to be savvy enough to realize or have your sales strategy session to say, look, as much as we know that they should take advantage of this now to compete with competitor X, who's already doing it, the capability, the tools they have, we're going to have to come up with a different solution to get them into color that meets their needs now and doesn't necessarily overwhelm them.
Okay.
In the early stages, we went in and really were sometimes overpowering our customers to leverage all the power that our tools can offer, and they just kind of went back and said, that sounds really complex. And when you have that sounds really complex with I'm also being have an active e-truncation campaign that I'm running at the same time, then, you know, trying to say, here, let's do a complex return on investment model where you're going to get payback in a year. They're going, well, I can get payback right now if I just turn off these statements, so I'm going to go with that. It's just keep it, when I say keep it simple, it's just there needs to be understanding where your customers are right now internally within their organization. And what also, there's other factors in there. There's other marketing drivers that you just need to be aware of that may hinder your approach.
Okay. Any suggestions in terms of things you would do differently, Jim?
Two probably comes to mind. One, I think, was kind of brought up a little bit before. I probably spend more time educating the sales force and individuals on you don't have to dive into color 100% out of the gate. You know, do more of a, you know, step into it if you're uncomfortable and unsure if it's really going to help you. And I think the second one would be kind of a making sure that the clients understand how color works, because a lot of times they just think you can send any type of image and, you know, like you do in your Photoshop and print on your home printer and you got color. And it just doesn't work that way to optimize. So getting good color people up front and making sure that the client's aware of how color works, and the agencies, if they're working with you and your client on that, because it is kind of a new process that people just have to be aware of all the differences of how you design something.
Okay, great. Well, with that, I am going to wrap it up with just a couple final thoughts here. And I first want to start by thanking both Jim and Glenn, but I think what they basically said is that, you know, when you leverage statements, what you've got is the ability to blend in the best of the transaction document, direct mail, and interactive media. And I think both of the presenters reinforced the fact that it's an opportunity to reduce operational costs and improve the profitability of the end client. It gets that relevant message to the right person. It gets improved response rates. And I think the critical component is truly delivering that return on investment for the customers. And so when you think about a statement, what I think you've got to take a look at is it's about reducing operational costs as well as making money. And that says that you want to look at how you can help your customer in terms of reducing postage costs, call center costs, print spend, and you can make money in terms of cross-selling and upselling, helping them with the customer lifecycle management, and really transforming some of those operational costs into revenue sources. So with that, I would like to again thank both Jim and Glenn, as well as our audience, for participating. If we did miss any questions, I would ask you to tell you that we will respond back on those. And again, if you've got a minute, please take time to fill out our survey. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the day and a terrific weekend.